This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Somehow we've managed to escape.
Our pursuers.
They bombed the car next to me earlier. Blew it straight out fucking next to me, so hopefully we make it to next Tuesday.
They keep letting me go through all the checkpoints, and they don't even ask for my ID anymore. I don't know what it is.
Article 58, level surveillance terrorist, is that?
I believe it's because I conduct myself with honor and dignity and self-discipline and wisdom and introspect and taste and refinement and honesty and truth and justice and integrity and action and tolerance.
Oh.
And forgiveness and depth and scope and benevolence and initiative and drive and determination and fortitude and liberty.
And this is why the police keep their hands out of my butthole.
That's right.
They don't check me there. Well, we're doing a freestyle show tonight. I really want to talk about Hillary Clinton and that whole mess, but not yet. A couple other things. What would you say is the most pressing issue in the news at the moment?
Marco Rubio.
Oh, no.
Hashtag Marco Rubio.
We're gonna get to that. No.
Hold on.
No. We're gonna get to the whole presidential fucking pile of nonsense.
Well, I like that Egypt is going to legalize hash.
Marco Rubio. It's just funny to say.
Marco,
I'm sorry. I can't wait for the presidential. These fucking clowns.
Marco Rubio would never
legalize
hash. What
a clown, dude. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm stoked. I'm stoked for Marco Rubio to have to nuke somebody.
Have to make out with Hillary Clinton.
For Mr. President, do you think we should take out the rebel insurgencies in Yemen? And be like, yep, nuke them all.
Do it.
You know it's next to our ally Saudi Arabia, and that's where all the oil in the world comes from, right? I don't care. Nuke him. Nuke him.
So is he okay? Well, hold on. What was? We're gonna have to wait about the presidential because that'll be a whole.
It's the anniversary of Lincoln's assassination, Dishmont.
Right. What was the newspaper article? Who killed Lincoln? It was Hillary Clinton killed Lincoln or something?
Hillary Clinton was responsible directly for his assassination.
That's what I read.
That's what
the internet thinks, dude. The internet thinks Hillary Clinton was directly responsible.
So she's a time traveler and went back in time?
Wait a minute. The internet thinks on its own?
That's
what the internet thinks.
That's what the internet thinks, dude.
That's not sounding right to me. The internet's not thinking on its own yet. We didn't give it license to do that.
That was the top story in the entertainment article on Google News today as I was checking it out was Madonna. It said the internet thinks Madonna is a dementor was the number one article today on Google News.
What's a dementor?
It's in a Harry Potter thing.
Really? Don't make me
evil spirit in the Harry Potter.
It has demon in it.
Don't make me go Harry Potter fanboy on you right now.
But what is
like,
what?
Totally?
They're prison guards of the Azkaban prison in Harry Potter series. They're the ghosts of Christmas past.
They'll suck your soul right out.
That will suck your soul out if you try to escape from
like
prison.
A succubus. That kind of
sort of.
But like they're fly banshees. They're more like banshees
that suck your soul. I like to. I prefer to think of Hillary Clinton as more of a ring wraith, though.
Think Madonna would show up and fucking make out with Hillary Clinton
and Madonna.
To get her some votes.
Yes, Madonna and Hillary.
To pander for the lesbian vote. Would Madonna sign up make out?
I think the point of the article was that Madonna is taking people's success from them, mouth to mouth contact, and actually stealing not only their youth but entirely. Look at what happened to Britney Spears, man. After Madonna went mouth-to-mouth with Britney Spears, never fucking heard from her again.
She sucked her essence out like a gelfling. She's a Skeksis. That's what she is.
Future success was gone.
Oh, so she's a woman.
Yes. I got that immediately. That was a joke.
That's awesome.
from N-word on a Tuesday night early.
We're just tuning in. This is the Intel Scanner. You're listening myself, F-Bomb.
I'm E-Rock.
N-word.
And the professor.
Oh, it's a square table discussion tonight. I always get corrected when I say round, but it's really a round in the middle and square on the edges, so...
Like very Freemason of you to say you square and a compass, sir. Yes. It's very square and a compass square. Of you.
Yes.
I only see in symbolism.
Dude. That's an interesting line of thought circling the square, man. It's something I have not fully learned.
So is ISIS really at fucking the Mexican border? Does anybody really believe that? Or,
dude, even if they were, they're terrorists. They don't represent... real people. They're not real people. They can't occupy a territory. They can't.
What?
Yes, they can't they can. Buy fucking property. They can't start fucking businesses. Sure they can't. They
can. Also, they don't pay taxes. And they don't have to be subject to fines and levies and things of that nature. And they roam pretty freely. They're nomadic sorts. They can occupy a territory, is what I'm saying.
I'm saying that they're run by 17 to 22 year old children. Who are basically pissed about their parents being brutally struck down by drone strikes in front of them, and they barely made it out with their lives, and now they're pissed, and they're trying to defend whatever the older people around them are trying to tell them to do. But I cannot believe that they're willing to get on a plane, fly across the Atlantic, get in Mexico, sneak into the United States, and then, what, be a general of the occupying force and hold Laredo, Texas? As a occupied territory? That's retarded. That's fucking retarded.
That's... It sounded ridiculous. The article I read, it sounded very Hollywood screenplay-ish. Yeah, they were like, there's... They
no-go zones
yeah,
in the U.S.
They found plans to take over Fort Bliss and to take over all these big, huge military installations. I mean, get with the fucking program. These little ragtag fuckers gonna go on. I mean, maybe they could. I don't.
They're getting backed and funded by.
What? We know that Mexican drug cartels are occupying forces, and we understand that they hold territory and that they are getting better at that every year. But I am unwilling to believe that they can translate that into gang territory and that they can translate that into actual civic control, because. There's no way that housewives and the grandmothers and that real people in the United States are ever going to concede to drug lords coming in and taking over their fucking town. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to fucking happen. Colorado's fucking army is going to roll down there and they're going to handle that business overnight.
Colorado's army.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And then the NW-
Dude, the first national army of the United States is one of the gnarliest armies in the world. They put one down of. The Mormons in 1875. And they're ready to put somebody else down again, dude. They'll just do it. They'll handle that shit.
Getting all Waco up in here.
Let's not forget that the Mormons did try to declare sovereignty in Nevada or in Utah. In their day, in the 1800s, and failed hard. They're not a people. They're not a separate. Being Mormon does not make you special. It makes you a Catholic. It makes you a Lutheran, second-removed Catholic. And you're a Christian, and that means you follow Jesus, and that makes you a Christian, and that's fucking it, man. It doesn't make you special. It doesn't make you a people. You're not a race.
You know what makes me special?
What?
This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. So, if they legalize hash in Egypt, who's going to grow all the weed there to make the hash with, I wonder?
They'll obviously China. Need my American consultation and expertise.
Well, the chairman of the Cigarette Dealers Association in Cairo and Giza, Osama Salama, He believes that the legislation would be a fast and effective way to reduce the state budget deficit within a few years, being 2.5% of the national income at $42 billion a year is the illegal trading of hashish right now. So that's quite a bit. And they want to make that legal. I'd like to see some of that Egyptian hash filter up here.
You know, that's really what I would like to say. That the Egyptian are so much more refined as a fucking people. The commoners smoke refined hashish.
That's good stuff.
I mean, that's like, man, it's just so classy. It's a fucking classy deal.
Yeah. So they're going to be getting fucking all stoned in Egypt.
No, they've always been stoned. Their economy has been based on that since the pharaohs of the 6th century. And there's no evidence that they shouldn't take it more advantage of it in the legal framework. And the right now that the world powers are all at war with somebody else. And Egypt is like, hey, we can like do the thing as being awesome.
Huh.
Oh, man. They're having all kinds of uprisings and upheaval in Egypt right now.
They're some of the most educated people that history has ever produced. They're some of the most noble, educated people, the Egyptians, the nationals of Egypt. And there's no reason why they should be under one tyrannical rule. And number two, as a small nation as the size of the state of Utah, there's no reason why they don't break out in a very Germany-style way with an economy and take over the world economy and make an Arab dollar.
Egypt?
Make an Arab dollar the way there's a Euro dollar. Egypt could take the place of Germany and take over that if the people
would... Like a Euro?
Yeah, exactly like a Euro. There could be an Arab dollar and Egypt could back that shit with the Great Pyramids and with their wealth of knowledge, and they could rival India in technological advancement. We could use fucking Egypt as an American pawn. We've been trying to sideline them for a lot of years, and it's ridiculous. Just the fact that they're not Christians, and it would somehow compromise the fundamentality of the American government by accepting these people. Saudis already are buddies. Americans can freely go to Mecca if you want to.
I'm planning my trip right now.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up on the Expedia right now.
Dude, don't talk down, dude. Like,
I'm not.
I want to do the pilgrimage, dude. The Abraham, the walk of Abraham, the 7-day walk of the Hajid.
That sounds fun. Never.
Are you kidding me? That's like part of what it is to be a man. That's like you have to do that. Abraham did it. Fucking Muhammad did it. You have to do it. You have to man up at some point. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to. Like people,
no religion. I don't have to fucking go walk anywhere.
It's just, it's never been fucking an easy 7-day walk. It's not today. It wasn't then.
Where does it start? Where does it end?
It starts in Mecca. Don't fucking start with me on whether or not I'm an expert on the Hajid. I'm just saying.
No, I just was wondering
that there are pilgrimages that Islamic people take. From Mecca, we've all heard of it. They go down to the big square, right, with the obsidian ball in the middle, and they walk around the middle of the square in Mecca.
Well, that's yeah.
I don't recall what it's named.
I don't even know what the symbolism of that is.
It's the walk of Abraham. It's the walk Abraham had to take Isaac to the hilltop to sacrifice his son, and it's the walk a man has to take. That if God fucking asks you to take your son to the mountaintop and sacrifice him, it's what you're going to do. It's just what you got to do because God fucking told you to. And God, obviously, the moral of the story you're supposed to know going into this is that you don't actually kill your son. You sacrifice a lamb in its stead. But you're supposed to...
But what if God said, no, and don't even think about killing the lamb in place of the kid, boy? So I mean, you have to kill the son, right?
The point is, you're supposed to struggle, and it's more for rich people to understand the plights of the poor than it is for poor people to further struggle and give up more shit that they don't have to give. All right, that's not the point. Point is to spell out the everyday sacrifice of the poor for a rich person so that they would eventually have some guidelines on how to redeem their soul, I think.
Are you looking for redemption?
No, for completion.
Salvation.
Completion.
You're looking for someone to tell you everything's going to be okay.
There's no way to unsee or unhit all the lines you've done in your life, but there is a way to round out that experience with a fair amount of holy pilgrimage and journeys. Even the Tibetans believe in this. The Hindus believe in this. The fucking Arabs believe in this. The Islamists believe in this. Even a lot of Christians and monks and go on pilgrimages. Something wow. you gotta do.
By the way, that's delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
So a pilgrimage doesn't really sound like a fun time.
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch. God wants you to struggle and do something that's hard.
Oh, I'm all about the struggle. I feel like I struggle every day. I build my own struggle every day. Cheers. Somehow the mountain keeps getting taller the higher up I get.
Yeah, I would never want to go hell. To the Middle East.
I think we might go that way even, too.
No, dude, I'm talking. I want to see the great Templar castles of Syria, dude. It's got to happen.
Fuck, I don't.
It's got to happen.
It's too scary of a part of the world.
Our people have conquered there once. White people once conquered Syria and built great castles. And I don't mean to conquer anybody, but as a historian, as a person who gives a shit, I want to see it. I want to walk it. I want to see what they thought was worthy defenses that obviously got their asses kicked in the long run. But I want to see what castles look like. I have an interest in military fortifications, I guess, as a historical point of view. And so,
I'd like to see the Coral Castle in Florida down there. That'd be cool.
That's not military. That's a bitch castle, dude. The guy wrote the Sweet 16 boat. We're talking about Ed Lead Scallion, the Coral Castle, 1920s, United States, Florida.
It's not a bitch castle.
It's not a castle. It's a bitch theme park that's made out of some shit. Man,
was
come
coral.
On.
Some super secret technology.
Coral. Well, pulleys and
tripods and water, and... dude. All you had to do was float those blocks. And
no.
Yeah, it was super easy, dude. No. All you do is submerge it in water.
Did you just say super easy to build?
He did it by himself. He was 5'4". He weighed 100 pounds.
It must have been pretty easy.
It couldn't have been hard. Why any college doctorate scholar hasn't tried to reproduce that in their own time?
They can't.
I haven't read an attempt, man. I haven't found anybody who's even tried.
Because technology hasn't even come close to being able to do this.
Where I'm you telling you, it would be that? Easy. You flood it, and then you break the blocks with the wooden, and then it floats the fucking away.
Anyway, I don't know.
So we're moving on.
Where's our applause button on that one, man?
ISIS is at the Texas border, and I'm really scared. I think they're going to invade.
They're forming masses right now. All their sleeper cells are coming to life and waking up. The sleeper cells.
They're probably going to recruit all the Mexican children and illegals that are coming over the border.
That's a good thought, isn't it?
Get them fucking the Muslim hats and burqas and shit.
But that's a time frame then. That's like a 10-year deal.
So for 10 years, ISIS will just hang out on the border recruiting illegal. That could be what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, who fucking knows? I mean, really, they don't have the manpower to occupy the United States. Nobody does. Nobody, I mean, with your Second Amendment, these people are fucking insane psychopaths that'll shoot any colored person that tries to take their property from them. If it's not fucking white people that are coming up on the doorstep, like federally seizing their property, they will shoot back. And there is no way that some Arab Mexican, half Arab ISIS crazy person is going to start occupying the United States. That's not going to happen ever.
Oh, I think it could happen.
It's a Red Dawn scenario at that point.
It is a Red Dawn scenario.
Not that.
We've got the nukes.
It's not that extreme.
We will end you. This will not happen. This is
okay, if they partnered up with China and China sent an attack from the west and ISIS and Mexico attack from the south and Canada come down from the north?
It'd be like a bunch of...
Then we will have so many Tiger Woods bred to fight you back, dude. You will never succeed, dude. We will have cloned Tiger Woods, and we'll have crossbred him with Michael Phelps, dude. And we will defeat
the
enemy, dude.
Get it, golf club. Because
you're talking about half Chinese, half Arab, half Mexican people versus half Vietnamese, half white, half black people. And there's just no way.
I don't think these people are interbreeding that quickly. I think it's going to be...
That's what, like, you just said.
Arabs.
You just said the half Mexican, half Arab is going to hook up with the Mexican guy.
No, the, well, the
and they're gonna
Mexican
be,
cartels are going to join forces with the ISIS forces. And you become allies.
No, I was laughing at him. I believe I'm saying everything you're I agree with everything you're saying. I think they could team up.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm saying the plausibility of this going down in any economic sense isn't going to work. We're talking about Arab dollars, whichever the fuck that is, versus Mexican pesos versus yens from China, all against the dollar.
Man, I just threw the China thing in there because they're never going to invade over here.
But there's what if no
they
way. Did
team up like that, they could fuck us up, honestly. Chinese come in from the West Coast, boom.
We will end
We would see them coming.
The East Coast is already overrun with Muslims, like, big time. Every party store, they got a network of all kinds of... there's no sleeper cells. They awake. They're big.
We drop one nuke out in Ricefield, China, out where there's nobody out there, dude, and we just nuke their food supply, and we'd be like, don't start with me. Dude, it would end that fast,
They would nuke us back. That's why you can't use nukes.
I don't think so. They would be nuking their entire... the entire wealth that their society is built on. They're built on the fact that the Americans fucking owe them something, and so they're leveraging that as real assets. And if that trust was broken, which it needs to be, then that would have to turn into blood. But the Chinese would never advance on the Americans because we still owe that bill technically.
Yeah, it doesn't do any good to kill the person that owes you the money.
Well, that's what I was just trying to say. But in Germany's circumstance, right, I mean, they bounced back strongly after World War II with no military. They command the euro. They're the ones that are in charge of this Greece deal. That's something we never fucking talk about, is what about these poor fucks in Greece? Do we even know anything about that? That's getting uglier by the day.
Bread lines and shit like that.
There's bread lines in Greece?
Yeah.
Dude, it's hell on earth right now.
Hmm?
The entire nation is bankrupt. Nobody.
Yeah, they're trying to come back. They're making.
They have nothing for assets. They're like, but look at our beautiful Colosseum.
It's a giant welfare state, isn't it?
It was until they ran out of money.
Until they ran out of money, and then it becomes fucking police state.
And now it's a giant police state, but that's paid for by the Germans because they're trying to keep their investment
and hire some police officers there, and
but they're the only ones paying for it. So Germany is paying for this police force in Greece to keep their own people fucking down until they reorganize the government and try to figure out who's going to pay this fucking bill. And a lot of the Greek businesses are saying, fuck that, we don't owe this money. I'm a brand new shoemaker, and granted, I sell a lot of shoes on the internet. Doesn't mean I fucking need you taking the money out of my pocket. I don't owe you nothing. And so that's happening right now. And who's to win? Is it the Greek shoemaker who makes all their money on Amazon and UPS? And, I mean, what if they make millions on Amazon and UPS? They're entirely international. All their shoe sales are in France and England. What are they supposed to do? Are they really have to pay for the bills of Athens for the last 5,000 fucking years?
Yep.
No. The Germans lost, and all they had to do was slide a few debts around, but nobody owns fucking Germany but Germany and the United States. And that's the way it was settled, and Germany is winning with the euro. There's no way. Why can't Greece get a piece of that deal?
So Greece is... That's what happened with Greece's debt. Now they're owned by Germany?
Well, they were trying not to sign on to the bank derivatives.
And Greece is bankrupt against the euro, which is bankrolled by Germany.
Isn't their debt, technically. They're trying to get them to sign on to that, and they're like, fuck you. But they once they sign on, they'll get more money.
More debt money. Garbage. Yes. That's garbage. Money.
So they were trying to get out of the derivative
Greek
based.
Commoners are pissed about Greek automakers. You know how we did the government bailout here in the United States?
I remember.
We didn't really have that money, so we borrowed it from the Chinese, much like the Greek didn't have the money to pay their government workers in this, what did you call it before? welfare state. Hmm. They didn't they couldn't afford the welfare state, so they were borrowing against the corporations and the euro. All those corporations folded under stupid-ass laws, which couldn't hold personal accountability. The corporations were people in and of themselves, and once the corporation was dissolved, that person was dead, and everybody who worked there is scot-free. That's fucking bullshit. That's an American law. The whole world fucking hates it, and that it's being held by international banks and German trusts in the euro. It's fucked up. Dude, Max Kaiser tell you all about it, dude. Kaiser Report, RT News, Russia Today. I mean,
I watch Max Kaiser, yeah.
Pravda.
The best fucking English-speaking news is coming out of Russia right now by bankers in England. It's fucking retarded, but that's where Larry King went with his show. He's not off the air. Larry King Live is still on RT News. Max Kaiser is there.
No, we all watch. We all check out RT.
Kaiser Report's cool. Max Kaiser's on point.
I'm not saying you. I'm talking. We're talking about
to the peeps.
But he's a weird little fucker, though. But Max Kaiser, yeah.
This guy. Anyway, my point is that that's some real shit, and it's important that we keep our nose on where the real news is coming from. The real Benjamin Franklin motherfuckers right now are in Russia.
Edward Snowden's in Russia?
You're damn right. Benjamin Franklin Award.
Russia would suck to be at. That would be sucky. The government owns everything. You can't own a business. The government owns like 40-50% of
it. Hey, F-bomb, where'd you go to buy that bottle of liquor?
The state liquor store.
That's what I thought. How convenient was that?
That was very convenient at the state liquor store just down the street.
Did they have the international brand you were looking for?
They certainly did.
Okay, so what is our fucking point here about the state owning shit again?
Well, that's just alcohol. Of course, the state will control alcohol. They control it all over the country.
Well, they make a ton of money off of that.
What are we talking about? I'm looking forward to the state tire store. If I want to go to the fucking state tire store.
Think about how much cheaper liquor would be if the state wasn't controlling it, though.
Doesn't matter if the state keeps it affordable for common people. They have a real soft spot.
No, they tax alcohol really hard. I mean, you can go to Arizona and it's a third the price it is here.
You can get a six pack of beers for $6 in the United States.
Well, yeah.
That is less than 1 hour's wage, and that is enough to get you drunk for one whole day.
A six pack?
No.
So I've drank like 15 beers a day and I'm still talking clearly.
Okay, conveniently, you could, for the same money of 2 6-packs, by one pint of 180 proof alcohol, and if the beers didn't work at first, that was the starter shit, you could still end it on the same $40.
No, I'm thankful for having fucking affordable booze, but it'd be cheaper if the government wasn't involved.
You don't know that. George Washington is the one who fucking came back in 1890 and started the whiskey wars after the whiskey rebellion. Thumped everybody in West Virginia, stole all the fucking whiskey plants, and then went back to Congress, said, I killed everybody. They said, okay, then you assume the lands.
This was George Washington?
This is George fucking Washington.
George the Freemason Washington.
President of the United States of America, won the whiskey rebellion, then assumed ownership of those properties, reopened the whiskey plants under American federal rule, paid gnarly fucking taxes as the backbone for the American federal government, which started the American Fed, which is now
so he punked out a bunch of hardworking people.
He murdered hardworking whiskey makers who had ancient Scottish fucking recipes that have been handed down from generation to generation for longer than the fucking Bible has existed and longer than Moses was going through the fucking desert. These whiskey recipes are fucking old, and people have died for this, and then the entire backbone of the American government was fought on that, including the American Civil War, which the South paid their fighters in whiskey, which they had to trade for food and cigarettes after the fact. That's fucking fact, dude. Whiskey has run America since its beginning. Whiskey and tobacco.
Tobacco, yeah.
And that's the real shit. And then you question that the cocaine trade would back ISIS in the foundation of the next nation, the next fucking world superpower.
Oh, no, I just think it's interesting. I just hadn't heard that story yet. I think it's interesting.
It's the same way that whiskey founded George Washington. I mean, the government is going to come in, seize the cocaine factories, and then make cocaine somewhat legal as a pharmaceutical drug.
Well, what are they waiting for? Let's do it. Fuck. I wish the government would fucking do it.
You know, Rand Paul's running for president, dude. It could be very sooner than you think, dude.
Rand Paul's not going to legalize cocaine, man.
Maybe his dad would. Dude, man.
The dude man says.
The dude says.
That Rand Paul fucking could legalize cocaine. If Nixon, who did cocaine, could make it fucking illegal, Rand Paul, who doesn't do cocaine, could make it legal. That's what I'm saying.
Makes perfect sense, but...
It makes fucking perfect sense because Rand Paul doesn't want to smoke his own shit. He wants just the fucking profits off the top for the American government, dude. It would reset us as a world superpower. We could crush Russia, dude. Psh, nothing, dude. Rand Paul, hashtag Ron Paul for president, dude.
Hashtag legalize all drugs.
Hashtag legalize it.
Legalize it all.
They did in Peru.
All drugs?
All drugs.
All drugs are legal in Peru.
Yeah.
What language do they speak in Peru?
Peruvian, man.
Yeah, don't they speak Portuguese? They speak
Peruvian?
Portuguese? I think it is Portuguese.
I believe Portuguese would have been the imperial force that first took them hundreds of years ago and raped all of their native culture and installed their own government and language, and I believe they speak Portuguese, much like the Brazilians do.
You might be right. I don't know. But a lot of people speak German there, too, I'm pretty sure.
Well, a lot of people speak German in the United States. I mean, do I have to go back to fucking how awesome German is as a fundamental... I mean, we have to take Hitler out of this, okay? Germany is where the Europe has consecrated and distilled into some decent shit. And that's where the Das Autos come from. That's where half your English language comes from, is from ancient Germanic. That's where all of the people who...
English?
Who originally, the Anglos, who invaded Scotland after Rome left, were German, and they brought the ancient Germanic, the Anglos, and they fought the Saxons, and that's where we get the Anglo-Saxon of white-attitude that we have today, is all comes from Germany, and that's what Hitler said, and that's why a lot of nasty shit happened in the world. But the truth of the matter is that a lot of the awesome origins of not only our language, but our way of thinking and our mannerisms come from ancient fucking time in memorial Germany, dude.
And Latin. Mostly those two things, though. Latin and the old German.
No, we're talking swords. Huge, we're talking warfare.
Cross of those two languages, though. The Latin and the German.
Right, we're talking about the Roman incursion all the way up into the Saxons, and then the Anglos of Germany, bam. And that's where we get our language and our culture from, and the distinct whiteness of blonde hair and blue eyes, which I do not have, by the way.
Neither do I.
Right. I just want to make that a point.
I'm actually a 12-foot giant with 6 fingers.
I have, yeah. I'm a 5-foot giant with a 12-foot penis. 12-foot penis.
12-foot
wraps it around, uses it as a belt.
Anaconda and shit.
So, yeah, I mean, fuck, yeah. What were we talking about? Russia? Before that? The Germanic houses of Germany.
You were talking about how China is going to back up ISIS on the fronts of Mexican drug territory.
I'm just saying, if I was,
bust,
you know,
into American Texas and somehow capture territory and lead terrorist incursions into the states, as if that's not already happened in ganglands, and they're not just running that off as gang terror already in the news. And I just don't see how even escalating this is going to prosper anybody.
Well, it seems like everyone in all these countries are trying to prepare for nuclear war. What is that all about? Russia's constructing massive underground shelters for its people. Even in the U.S., Cheyenne Mountains reopening for our government just to start running NORAD out of there instead again. And that place is designed to have... to withstand a 30 megaton nuclear explosion.
But how long are they going to be able to live down there? I mean, a couple weeks. Whoop-de-doo.
their goal, really.
Oh, they think they can rebuild society.
They think they can rebuild humanity.
There's no way.
No, I mean, if you watch the latest episode of Vice, they talk about these baby factories in India where they're bringing surrogate mothers in and they're pumping them full of embryos and making triplets out of every fucking mother, giving one baby to the American family who ordered the surrogate mother, and then keeping the other two and selling them on the black market for an equal $12,000 or or 400,000 rupees. Dude, it's fucking crazy what's going on out there. They are manufacturing human fucking beings in India, and it's on the latest issue of Vice, which came out Saturday night on HBO. HBO recently has a web subscription that you can get, so I do not recommend hacking it. I recommend backing up HBO so that they can further back up Vice so we can get more news like this, because really, people have not thought of this shit. There are humanoid factories.
Yeah, why wouldn't there be?
We can crank out humans at a redonkulous pace, bro. All we have to do is get a couple of broads, Cheyenne Mountain, dude, bam. We load them full of genetic material. They crank out babies. We school them up. We have soldiers in 20 years. We can.
Sounds like the Clone Wars.
We can advance that technology dramatically with creatine manipulation and through new drugs. We can make these young men strong and physically fit by 14 or 15 years old. New advancements in technology and chambers and training, we could get that down to 10 or 12 years.
Oh, so pretty much like what was written in Last Days of the Proletariat.
Basically, yeah, day for day.
Right on. Well, what do we think about Operation Jade Helm? The all the special forces coming in and going to do all these. They're going to be doing petty crimes throughout California and Texas and Utah and trying to get people to bust them. I mean, are you up on?
Yeah, I mean, but it's for a good reason. I mean, obviously, with the drought that is going on in California, there's going to be an increase in banditing and looting and rioting. And California is well known for that, much in the way that Mississippi has strong laws specifically as amendments to the Constitution for civil rights voting. We are going to have the similar rights for both territories like California and for Michigan, I think, for locking it down. I think they're going to be made an example of the police state.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. From St. Louis to
Detroit and from Eugene to fucking San Diego, dude, it's going to be...
Whoa, yeah.
They're going to be made an example of in a very fucking... what's the movie that I...
Oh, where the guy did the thing?
No, with about the girl with the bow and arrow. Hunger Games.
It's going to be really Hunger Games-esque, huh?
I think that California is going to, not only with the droughts and the coming earthquakes, it's going to become a fucking hell zone, along with Michigan, that is already a hell zone from St. Louis to Detroit.
Which is a hell zone.
It's a hell zone, and the government is going to make an example out of them, and it's going to be a great test of their new weapons, much in the way Panama was.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a giant... This is a giant invasion of Panama. Did it break?
It totally broke.
Oh, no.
They ran drills in Panama just like this for a year and a half before they invaded Panama.
That's on record.
They invaded...
Did it...
Spillage.
So this is just a pre-gamer.
Yeah, they totally... I mean, that's their MO. They'll run drills in operations... And that for a period of time, and then they have mission creep, they call it, where it goes from their mission was to train, to do this, for leaving the country and doing it somewhere else, to, you know, maybe we're going to use this here a little bit, and then we're going to use it here a little more for Santa Claus, and a little more for Santa Claus, and there's checkpoints on every corner, and...
I mean, hasn't DUI checkpoints already been their test
already,
for that?
Already, and people are succumbing to that.
People are used to that. People know that shit's possible. There could be DUI checkpoints. There could be immigration checkpoints all over the city.
Fucking bullshit, though. We need to be subject to checkpoints and have to go through all of these credential checking.
Yeah, I think the people from Michigan are fucking clearly dangerous. And I think that they,
I would agree to
a, they represent a type of society and a level of denigration and
dangerous to who?
Dangerous to the society. Dangerous to the
people. To the children.
To the children. They're dangerous to the government, more or less, because they want to be armed. They want to be free. They want to have good jobs. They want to pay for their houses. They want to raise their families. That seems to be dangerous. Truth is a menace and logic.
I think they appear to be Hutterites, and they just don't know what they want to do. I mean, they're Hutterites, and they don't know how to operate.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Well, and neither am I.
They're Hutterites. I mean, they're gangs of people who share resources, and they share homes, and they share women, and they share the available.
They share toilet paper, dude. They'll come right over and ask you, "Hey, we got any toilet paper, man? And let me get a roll and some sugar."
And it's not beyond them at all. And if they could form into a more civil society like the Hutterites have, I mean, they should really claim their own religious freedom. I mean, they live in conclaves. They should separate themselves and form some sort of gangland religious separation. And it's not right. I mean, those people are weird, just like Hutterites are. And we should have a fucking label for them. And we should have reservations for them. And they should just be reservations of weird. You guys want to live in teepees and huts. And y'all want to share one apartment building, one roll of toilet paper.
No one wants that. That's the agenda
they're
trying to push. That's
what's going on in Michigan. Dude, you're telling me that's not what they're doing
in
Michigan?
Well, that's because, yeah, that's all part of Agenda 21 that they're pushing in more and more. They take away all of the self-reliance of the people and all their jobs and all their, now you can't pay for your house anymore. Now everybody that's still there is on welfare, taking now off the dole, sucking now on the government teat, all of that stuff. So they got them
no more than fucking
Halliburton.
Don't start with their rhetoric.
Well,
dude,
I'm just
don't
saying,
say that they're wrong.
I'm saying
for wanting something
this
from
is
the government.
They're
the
social
people
engineer
of this land. And if you were to take the king's fucking herd, the deer's off the king's land, that's the same as taking deer off the king's dinner table.
You know the royal hunting grounds are always forbidden. But
you're damn right.
They still are.
And so, Mike...
So they took the jobs away. They took our jobs out of Michigan. There's no more jobs, so everybody had to get on welfare.
Form
it ain't their
kingdoms.
Fault.
Get
so,
your own fucking hunting grounds. Defend those places.
And they
the
are
inner
to a
city should
degree.
Not be their hunting grounds. They should get farmland. There's enough for everybody.
Plus, they were given all the drugs and cocaine and crack that you could ever imagine.
What if we turned them into cocaine farmers? What if we took the heads of all the major
think it
gangs,
grows there.
Gave him farmland out in Wyoming and been like, go ahead.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. Give us some top grade pharmaceuticals and you're all given amnesty and you just get the fuck out of inner cities and let us educate some children.
I need to smoke one, I think.
Yeah, should we? Well, we're going to go to break here until Scanner Tuesday night.
It's a legit idea. And I'm out. Drop the mic.
Fuck up out my face, be acting like my homie. Hope we're moving slow, I'm activated off that codeine. And they acting like they know me, acting like they know me. Acting like they know me, why you acting like you know me? Get the fuck up out my face, and why you acting like my homie? Got the homie moving slow, I'm activated off of that codeine. And they acting like they know me. Everybody ask what's wrong, I can't motherfucking tell them. I can't trust nobody, I can't ever really fucking feel them. Fell off my bar stool, just been sipping on the venom. I kindle my fire, baby, I'm waiting on the finishing symptoms. Licking on the motherfucking lips and pistons. Sex pistol and dope fiend, a rolling light one. Shit so wavy, I feel like I'm Poseidon. Know that I'm the factor that's deciding. Can't say that I got too much faith in friends when they say that it's time to ride and everybody seem fake. Turn my back quick on a fake friend, just like whoa. When I only got a little bit, they always want a little bit more. Same ones asking that be telling. Coming up, I think I smell them. Tell them I don't want no part of that bullshit when they acting like they know me. Acting like they know me.
Get the fuck up out my face, be acting like my homie. Homeboy moving slow, I'm activated off that codeine. And they acting like they know me, acting like they know me. Acting like they know me, why you acting like you know me? Get the fuck up out my face, and why you acting like my homie? Got the homeboy moving slow, I'm activated off of that codeine. And they acting like they know me. Now fuck all that slick ripping dip shit, and I'ma stay fly with my slick brick and my sick addictions. Marilyn Manson, Monroe, Sam on the road for that 666 shit. But I pray that I stay safe and I stay sane and I get paid and get a piece out of this game. Monopolize my profits, turn around and do it all again. Quit smoking them cigarettes, them parliaments. That cancer for my fucking pain. Get lost in all of them arguments. Paint the world a different shade. Blood stains, used for ink on this fucking page. Been cased up, but I'm sucker free. Heart full of love, so much shit going on. All I see is rage. Levitated meditation, burning sage. Live life to the fullest stand. I catch a face so I don't see it. Now my girl said that she's leaving. Thinks I'm cheating. I don't give a fuck because I'm on my own road. All they want is shine, they can't have none. Got too much on my mind. Want to escape, and I ain't got no time for all you motherfuckers that's just acting like they know me. Acting like they know me. Get the fuck up out my face, be acting like my homie. Hope we're moving slow, I'm activated off that codeine. And they acting like they know me. Acting like they know me. Like they know me, why you acting like you know me? Get the fuck up out my face, and why you acting like my homie? Got the homeroom moving slow, I'm activated off of that codeine, and they acting like they know me.
Awesome music from the local area on the Intel Scanner. It's another Tuesday night. If you would like to call in, if you got something to say, if something's on your mind, 406-545-4496. Choose option one. And we were thinking...
Or join the chat room at mtradio.net/chat.
Mine just crashed, so...
Awesome.
Here we are.
That's great.
No, here we go.
Wait, I should be on. Yep, all right, here we go.
Well, we wanted to discuss all these presidential candidates that are popping up. And what a big pile of nothing.
Well, I, for one, like Gary Johnson. I would just like to say that if Gary Johnson is running, and I suggest everyone research his past record, he's done quite well.
And they say he's a shill, man. They say that he changed his position on the marijuana situation when it affected him politically. And they say that he is a hardliner and that he's a micromanager and that he's otherwise, his Wikipedia page is quite hard on him. They say that he is now currently the CEO of Cannabis Sativa Incorporated out of Nevada, where they are working on synthetic cannabinoids, which are the number one threat to teenagers in the United States today, which are the little packets of spice that kids are buying as incense and they're smoking. Gary Johnson's company is the one who is bankrolling that spice influence in the United States right now. And there are other German companies and New Zealand companies that are also doing the same. You can follow those stories more on Vice's coverage of the story. My contention is that this Gary Johnson guy just wants to be in power because he's a dickhead, and I don't think that he represents any true aspirations of the empire. I think he would tank the space program. He would do all these terrible things that Barack Obama is doing to the empire.
He would just be another Barack Obama.
It's not good, man.
Yeah, I mean, one's the same as the other a lot of times.
Hillary Clinton has personal relationships with India and China that I think could be exploited if she became president in a way that Ted Cruz or Mark Rubio no way could. I don't know what Jeb Bush's point of view is on all of this, and he's going to be a major contender for the Republican Party here this year. But I don't know what his international qualifications are for that. He's only been a governor, much like his little brother.
I see. So, and Rand Paul, what about that guy?
Rand Paul's been a congressman for a long time, dude. He has internationally, he's met other kings and foreign leaders. He's been part of committees that handle international issues for a lot of years. His father has been a congressman for a long time. He's a fucking doctor. You know what I mean? There's like a lot of things. Like
an honorary doctor or something. Even
no, though. Both of the Pauls, dude, could both quit government tomorrow.
They're like eye doctors or something.
No, they're like medical fucking doctors. They could like go and do surgery on people tomorrow.
Ron Paul is a gynecologist, and I don't know what Rand Paul is.
And as a gynecologist, his first check is free.
Ron Paul was a gynecologist?
That's funny. That's just a joke.
I believe so. Look it up.
No, I really.
The point is, to the best of my information, Ron Paul is a doctor, and I believe that Rand Paul has a similar background, if not fully qualified. And so my contention is that Rand Paul does represent a core of American values, which a lot of the fucking uneducated Mississippi mouth-breathing knuckle-draggers could get behind. I just don't think it's an educated point of view. It's not the direction we as educated and academics want to take the states in. It's not the future of the world or our economy or the people. And I think it's knuckle dragging as fuck. And I think if you worry about domestic issues like that, it's going to stagnate everything. And it might tank what we know about the stars as it is.
Well, yeah, it's going to just uproot all science as we know it, even.
Rand Paul appears to be an ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist.
Eye doctor. Yeah. Eye doctor.
He has passed the American Board of Ophthalmology board.
I can't find on here. Big Ron's. There's no way Ron Paul's going to make it to president, though. He's too
Rand. Rand Paul.
No, his boy's running.
Ron Paul's done.
I don't think Ron Paul's going to run against his boy. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's the only reason Rand Paul did not run.
Yeah,
in 2012.
Ron Paul earned his Doctor of Medicine from Duke in 1961. And his residency in obstetrics and gynecology.
Oh, nice.
Well, at Maggie Woman's Hospital in Pittsburgh.
He's had his face in a lot of places.
And he's and he's a Southern Baptist, I see here.
He also served as flight surgeon in the United States Air Force.
You damn right.
So anyways, that's his daddy. And Rand Paul, still, he's probably a real guy.
He represents Kentucky, though, which is one of the most fucked states in the Union. Right up there with Mississippi and Alabama, dude. Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, that's the horseshoe zone of the United States, which is just hammered. Politically, those people are uneducated. They don't know nothing. I don't have words in my vocabulary to describe how we don't even want those people as Americans in the first place, and we wish we could just sell the whole thing to Japan and evacuate those people as refugees, dude, and get them out of there before Fukushima buries the whole island. But
well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that's pretty positive outlook there.
Iraq for president 2016.
I would like to suggest that Hillary take on Oprah Winfrey as a running mate.
Yeah,
Oprah and Hillary on a ticket would be ultimate. They would win hands down. Oprah runs an empire already. And Hillary, like you said, has a lot to offer with her foreign relations that she's built up over the years. I mean, she is part of the Clinton dynasty, for fuck's sakes. I mean, do we really want these people to be dynasties of who runs this show?
I really think so. I think Jeb Bush aligned American values and brought back on what Senior was trying to do in the first place. I think it would really define a dynasty in the United States and a period of war that has been matched since the Roman era.
Right. The warmongering Americans.
Yeah.
Whoopity-doo.
Well, there's going to be war either way.
There's been straight war since 1990. And we, although,
oh no, no, no! Since the beginning of this, since the first day of the United States, it's been just pretty much constant war globally.
I'm talking about the Bush dynasty and what defines them. I mean, Bush went to war in the Gulf in '90, and we have been basically at war in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Iran, have destabilized the entire area since then, and it has now come to a head into fully World War III, a whole 15 years or 25 years later. I mean, this is brilliant. This is entirely what they had. And if Jeb Bush becomes president, he's going to be able to finish this.
Yeah, so you're pro Jeb Bush?
Finish this would mean World War III and the end
we
of life as we know
the
it.
Opportunity to
you know
forge
what?
For ourselves and for future generations.
A new world order.
Alderaan is just one planet, dude. You know? Alderaan had to be made an example of. And
I hated Alderaan anyway.
And yeah. Alderaan was a shitty fucking planet, dude. Nobody liked it there, and it's nothing compared to Coruscant.
All
and
desert.
Coruscant will never be attacked. It's the most defended place in the world, much like Cheyenne Mountain. And I don't know what point you're trying to make here, dude.
I'm just
you're way
saying,
out, you're out of your element,
just
Donnie.
Just saying. We don't need to be at war with the rest of the world all the time. We should be focusing on infrastructure here back in the homeland instead of trying to spread through. I think Rand Paul would bring that type of we're not going to be at war with anyone anymore kind of thing to the table that I really would.
Which would
I'm
be
not,
nice.
I'm not against that. That's cool. Let's not be at war with everybody for a while.
But what you have to ask yourself is if we're not going to be at war with everybody else, what are we going to do with this all this military and everything? That means we got to bring it back home.
Yeah, and give them all jobs. Bring the jobs. Stop and turn sending it into all the mega jobs police to China.
State? Mega police.
Yeah, the no, police are booming, no. Dude. They're all getting jobs. Yeah, there's
jobs for them. Especially if you're ex-military.
So what are you trying to say?
Well, that's been their plan all along.
Yeah.
That's how, that's what they would go and kick in doors over in other countries, and then they come back here and they're on the SWAT team kicking in doors. And here at the homeland, killing innocent people and hitting the wrong house by accident. Whoops.
What kind of jobs are we going to offer these people?
Bring all the manufacturing back from China.
Nobody's willing to live in the kind of conditions that the people who hold the manufacturing jobs in China live through.
Make it there be tariffs and taxes on importing things into this country. There more is, so.
People who work at those factories in China do not have a white picket fence, do Fuck not no. have 2.5 kids, they do not have a dog, they do not have a goldfish.
No, they get paid dick.
Too. And Americans would not tolerate that, man. They have been promised a white picket fence. They've been promised a goldfish and 2.5 kids.
I love goldfish.
And it's not... And most Americans would say it's not fucking fair. I have been given the Second Amendment. I have a gun. I walk around. I'm part of a militia. There's no fucking way that I should be able to not work for what it costs to have a white picket fence and 2.5 kids. Whatever the cost is. Be it the 1980s and it's $2 an hour for minimum wage.
We're sending that shit out. We're sending all our jobs away so that the American people can't have their white picket fence. They have to be on the dole.
This is why ex-military are going rogue and starting these paramilitary groups, and there's over 1,300 paramilitary groups, patriot groups in the United States alone, dude. There, people want a war in the States, from ganglands to average white people coming home from the service who are not getting a fair wage, dude. They did not see their friends fucking die for nothing, both in ganglands and for U.S. retired veterans, dude.
To come home and have their mama get pulled over at a checkpoint, that sucks. That really sucks. And then taken and beat up by oops, because she was like, that's just uncalled for, young man. And they're like, she's resisting. And one thing leads to another. That's happening every day, that no one wants to go serve their country and then come back and have their country be that Nazi bullshit.
Well, some people, if you get a job in the military.
And Rand Paul has a good platform for stopping all these wars, bringing all of our manufacturing home and our jobs back here that used to be here. Like making American flags here in America. That would be nifty instead of making them in China.
That's sad. That's one thing that should always have been.
You know what I mean? Even all our auto manufacturers, fuck all these Chinese. They don't need these jobs. We need these jobs. And we can pay people way better here to do these jobs. Then they're paying dick to these people in slave wage. Shit, bullshit. Right. Take away their jobs. Make them have a revolution. They're the one that need it. We already got riches and wealth and prosperity here.
They already had
here.
Their revolution.
Yeah, but there's a hiccup.
It didn't work for them over there as well.
No, there's a hiccup in the intellectual property laws. The guy who designed the Ford Explorer needs to be paid. The guy who owns the guy who designed the Ford Explorer needs to be paid. The guy who built the Ford Explorer needs to be paid. The guy who sold the Ford Explorer needs to be paid. And so those prices are what adds up to this whole equation, man.
And the guy that makes these cars.
And there's corruption at every level.
And there's about 1 billion Chinese people that need a Ford Explorer. We'll sell all this shit to them. They're selling all this shit to us. I think it's time we turn the tables to where we're exporting all this shit and getting all the loot and cheese from this world instead of sending all our shit over there to get made so all these other big corporations make it. All
right, I support that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Colorado's First Army. We're going to ride up to the mine. We're going to kill everybody at the mine and put the army installed. And the government's going to own the mine. And then we're going to ride to Michigan and take all of the plants for the vehicle manufacturing. We're going to export the ore to the vehicle manufacturings and rebuild everything through the state. You think that who's going to be responsible for this? Greedy private people or the state? The empire, you're damn right, the empire.
My point was this. Rand Paul has these things on his platform to end the wars, to bring the manufacturing home, to export, give breaks to taxes for American companies to export stuff.
The cost to China. Of resources would have to go so low. And it's entirely possible guys like Schweitzer could be the guy who does that. He did buy the Stillwater mine. It is one of the most plentiful of rare earth minerals in the whole world.
Brian Schweitzer bought the Stillwater mine.
You're fucking right. Brian Schweitzer bought and paid for the Stillwater mine. Did you know that he built the largest farm on the planet Earth in Saudi Arabia? He owns like a percentage of that. And that's what he used to leverage buying cash for the fucking Stillwater mine, which is one of few mines that produces palladium. Not only that, but iridium, which is a meteorite ore, which is a finite amount of in the world.
Yeah, sounds like he's doing well for himself. Good.
So if he single-handedly undercuts ore prices and allows manufacturing to come back to the States, that would be crazy, dude.
Is that what he's doing, though?
It's the empire, dude. There's no fucking paper trail. This is what is possible given the placement of their knight, bishop, and queen.
Correct.
These are the moves they have available to them given the way they've set the board.
I'm saying we as a people need to be demanding the jobs come back to America from China. It should be
a tough sell.
Rand Paul's got that on his agenda for that. Anyways, if I'm president, he says, I will do all these things.
Well, because you got all the people that are on welfare that'll be like, well, why would I want to get up and work for the same amount of money I can just sit on my ass and get for free? Because these aren't going to be good paying jobs.
Oh, it'll be $18 an hour jobs, oh, $20 an hour.
It'll be $8, $9 an hour garbage.
No way.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, because they need good people to do these high-quality worksmanship.
No, because...
they need people who are willing to kill each other for these fucking jobs. If they're not murderers and willing to cut the throats of each other, the people in their own fucking community...
And shove each other in the machines. Be like, oh, you lost your arm, so I guess there's a position open for my cousin.
To work time and a half for the next few hours, right? Because it's overtime. Ah, it's too bad. No, you go ahead. I'll handle it.
Man, it was like that. All these factories paid $20 an hour with badass benefits. They 10, 15 years ago. 15, 20 years ago now. And they shipped them all away. I'd take
$28 an hour today would save my family. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, why don't we all have a $20 an hour job here in the U.S.? That would be great, right?
Because
and that would be a baseline of if everyone made $20 an hour... could afford the white picket fence and raise his family on that, though, well, that would be all right. That would be cool.
TV would make you think that every job here is $20 an hour. But you know what I mean? Like people overseas, that, you know, watch Disney Channel and all this American programming, they have to think it's just, you just show up over here and it's high paying jobs and it's like,
oh, yeah, we're the fucking Swiss. We're all bankers.
Yeah, it's all bankers.
Streets all paved with gold.
Everybody's got gold toilets like Master P. And
nobody wants to know that the Swiss actually have golden toilets. And the Swiss have free Medicare. And the Swiss have, like, such an independent healthcare system that people drive from all over Europe just to have their babies in Switzerland because of the medical care of the hospitals there.
Because Switzerland's extremely wealthy.
They have a similar law of you can't turn people down in the emergency room. So if you're Armenian, if you're from fucking anywhere Earth and you show up in an emergency room pregnant and ready to have a baby in Switzerland, in Zurich, welcome a new Swiss citizen into the world. You know?
So you need to knock up a chick and get her to Switzerland and have the baby there.
Yeah, dude, there's stories about it all over the internet about people who...
That's like what people come to the U.S. to do. Like, gotta have the 80s, baby here.
In the 80s, they wanted to come here and have their baby here during pre-Reaganomics period when people didn't know what was happening. But no,
now, dude, Mexicans and South Americans and Guatemalans want to come here and have their babies, though.
Well, yeah, because it's still better than fucking Guatemala.
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah, and El Salvadorians and Colombians and Cubans want to come here and have their babies. I mean,
El Salvador and the gang issues.
The Swiss don't want to come here and have their babies. No.
Fuck no.
Even Germans don't really want to come here and have their babies. You know, no European country, even any European country, has better health care.
When was the last time you met a French person?
I used to date a French Quebec girl.
From Canada.
From Canada, yes. Yeah. Sam, she talked so sexy.
When was the last time you even saw Quebec-ay. A real Quebec-ay. French person in the States? Okay, that's my point. Like, per capita, for commoners to run into international folks, it's rare.
Well, in Montana.
I'm from Seattle, dude.
Yeah, you go out and work on the resorts. I worked out at the resorts, and I met all sorts of international
people. I'm talking about commoners, not resorts. I'm talking about a plumber. If a plumber went to work...
Could be a plumber at the resort.
Went home every day at his job. It is super rare that you would run into anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They do work programs. There's lots of international people. I don't know. Whatever.
I think, you know, who you want to vote for? Who's the six candidates again?
Marco Rubio.
Rubio.
Bubio.
Cruz.
Rubio. Cruz.
Jeb Bush.
Bush. Jeb.
Paul.
Paul. Rand Paul. Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
And Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Gary Johnson's barely even, and no one knows who that is, but that's cool. If you want to call in and vote on who the hell you want to vote for, it's 406-545-4496, option one. Or check out the chat room at whatever the hell that thing was again. Go ahead. What was that? The chat room is
mtradio.net/chat.
Oh, yeah, that.
I truly believe that Hillary Clinton's going to be the most pro-empire president. But I think Ted Cruz is going to be the most pro-American president, dude. He's going to be the most pro-America Republican candidate. I don't think you're going to get a more Texan, more dumb, more half-bred dude than, you know.
I like Rand Paul better than Cruz.
He's not, most Americans are not going to back Rand Paul.
He's coming out strong in the polls right now. Strong.
It could.
He's beaten all the other guys. Rubio, Cruz, no, Jeb Bush.
Rand Paul is ahead of Cruz in the polls.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Well, that is just balls, dude.
Isn't that balls? I love it, too.
Ted Cruz. Ted He's Cruz already failing. Is the biggest clown to run for president since Junior, dude. And Junior became president. And before that, it would have been Dole. Okay, and before that, it had been Reagan. And before that, you know what I mean? It goes
Jimmy
back.
Jimmy Carter was president, man. I don't even know, too, but...
Jimmy's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. I know. You got a soft spot.
I got a soft spot Jimmy for Jimmy, boy. Dude, because he used his credentials to improve the empire's standing in foreign nations all across Africa. And...
Yeah, that he did. That he did. He's empire is one of their greatest assets. Absolutely.
You damn right. Jimmy Carter for president 2016. Hashtag.
He's way too old. And,
Jimmy Carter and Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh. Oprah Winfrey and Brad Pitt. Fuck.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Can all I, of these puppets ain't going to be just no say different
it?
Than the other.
Can it just be said there's a reason why Jon Stewart quit?
Because he's an idiot?
Because he's running for president?
You think so?
I want it to be out there. I wanted to have said... Hashtag Jon Stewart for president 2016. It's happening. He quit that show so that he could run for president. If wow. he doesn't, he's a fucking bitch.
Huh. Huh.
He should.
He could do it on Star Power.
I bet he could. Jon Stewart would win. He would
didn't
win.
Didn't Reagan do it? Isn't that yeah. how Reagan did it?
Oh, with Celebrity, yeah.
John Stewart with
Celebrity.
With his little gray sideburns and shit. He'd
yeah,
be
he looks
very
like Reed fucking Richards, dude.
Looking
You're damn
president.
Right he looks like
yes.
Reed Richards.
He
dude.
Does.
And then all the girls would be like, oh, Mr. Fantastic President.
Wow.
Take John this away from me, dude.
The cork's on the floor over there. I dropped it, actually. It's a really good finest whiskey. Actually comes with a corked bottle. All of the finest twisty whiskey.
What comes. I mean, Colbert's already oh. off the air, and Stewart has quit.
Colbert's off the air?
Yeah.
Why?
He's been off the air since Christmas. He got Letterman's job.
No, is he doing it now?
No, is Letterman off the air?
I don't know.
No, Letterman's got half the year. Letterman's contract runs out in like June, July, and then Colbert starts. And
I mean, who's that other dude that just got the interview with Snowden, even?
That was
all John Oliver. He's all, they're all them cats are connected to all the yeah. same fucking spider's web.
All the Comedy Central guys.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible that Jon Stewart runs for president, and I would vote for him. He knows everybody. He knows where everybody's communist. Coming from. What do you mean? Oh, my God. You do not own land. You do not own cattle. You do not have a lineage or a heredity. You don't. What the fuck do you...
Unless you're a Bush or a Clinton, what the fuck are you talking about?
How can you...
They own all kinds of land and cattle.
Right. That's
but
my
we
point.
Can't own cattle or land. So I don't know. Let's not even get into the communist debate here. Because there's no
How
way...
How can you
the
be anti-communist
be
if you don't own land? They want you dead. Mm-hmm. You don't own land. You're the enemy to the anti-communist.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you anti-communist? It would be like whacking your... It's like seals
why would
clubbing
I be,
themselves.
Why would I be the enemy to the anti-communist?
I'm an anti-non-violent communist, non-communist.
Hippie, non-hippie.
Does that make sense? Like, you're saying,
I'm an anti-communist,
but at the same point... If you don't own land and serfs and slaves, communism is the only thing keeping you alive right now.
What?
What?
I don't know about all that.
Communism is the only thing keeping you from being a slave right now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
My ass fucking busting my ass is what's keeping me alive.
The Irish were slaves to the English, the... Every country has had slaves. Every successful
not any of
country.
That. None of that. This America, this U.S., it's a new thing. It was a republic.
You don't think McDonald's rule employees of law. Are economic slaves?
Yeah. Now, I mean, yes, actually, it's turned into all of that kind of stuff. That it's doesn't need to be like that, though. It could be way better. This is kind of falling into communistic tyranny and, you know, pseudo-fascistic, communistic, socialistic... Slavery.
The only reason McDonald's employees are peasants. Not sleeping in boxes is because of socialism and communism.
I mean, they're two steps away from firing everybody and putting robots to do
yeah,
all the
that's
work
about
for McDonald's.
To happen.
Two steps away, the slaves ain't going to have a job at McDonald's no more.
Right.
Yeah. So what
so
are they going to do?
You really want to see that level of death? You really want to be like that well-paid $35 an hour gravedigger for the commoners? Like, have you seen Last Temptation of Jesus? That's what Jesus was. He made coffins for people.
Times have changed since then, too. These ain't the same days as the carpenter building a table and a coffin and all that. This is corporate takeover of every aspect of human life. Corporate globalist takeover.
My point is that
super
if you
technologically
don't stand
advanced
up for people who
nukes.
Are dying, when you're dying, nobody's going to stand up for you.
And when I stand up for who I can.
And when everybody's fucking dying and nobody's standing up for them, a lot of people are just going to be dead. And that's going to be fine because there's going to be a lot of good $35 an hour gravedigger jobs and they're going to handle that. But that's only helping offset the baby factories in India, which are making three babies at a time all the fucking day
per
long.
To harvest for organs?
Per birthing unit.
No, they're selling one out of three babies to American surrogates who paid for the entire operation. They're taking the other
one. Oh, they're putting somebody's sperm and eggs inside
of an Indian mother.
Oh,
of an
so
Indian
she just,
poor woman.
So
and she just sits there, and they got dormitories and barracks set up for these women who are just basically there to produce babies. They're economically so destitute, they're illiterate. That they can't get out of these dormitories, so they're just stuck there to produce babies.
Babies.
And then they're stuck there for a whole year, and their families abandon them. Everybody abandons them. They have nowhere left to go other than to continue creating their own personal wealth at the baby factory by producing more babies to no end, because at some point they will just catch a disease. It'll cost all the money they've made to get the medication, finally have the last baby, pay up the rent, and then bail, and they'll still have the same fucking nothing they walked in with.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into these baby factories.
That sounds like human life. That sounds like the way humans operate. You know,
this is happening right now in India. It's a booming fucking billion-dollar industry from American people who are trying to not have babies on their own and buy late-life babies. So in their 50s, they'll start buying babies from India with their own genetic material. And then, you know, be through their party phase.
Well, and a lot of women, you know, don't want to have to go through the body changes of actually carrying a baby. And
it's sick and disgusting. And if you don't want to go through the body changes of having a baby, guess what? You don't get a fucking baby.
Or just go to a baby factory in India.
And so,
are you for or against these? I'm not. No, that was a joke.
No, I'm totally for creating babies in mass in a Hutterite scale. But I'm against...
in a factory just squirting them out.
I'm against selling the babies. I'm pro creating stormtroopers for the stormtrooper cause. I'm against creating stormtroopers for a 1/3 to just sell them all off. That's ridiculous. Like, we need to keep these babies and train them to be stormtroopers.
I don't know. It seems like it's why are these people in India even breeding anymore? Like themselves.
This is just a business to prey on the
poor. What did they think? Well, like if you're a citizen living in India and you're a woman and you're having a baby and there's nothing else, there's nothing but destitution around, why are you even having a baby?
Because the government's going to give you money to pay for the babies that are actually yours. So a lot of these women show up with like a baby in their arms and like, well, if you have another baby and we'll just give it away, then you'll be able to continue to pay for the baby that you do have in your arms. And she'll be like, oh, well, it's brilliant. I will hang out here because my family fucking hates me already for having this baby. I'll take care of this baby. You take the next one. She gets complications in the birth. She is now forced contractually to have another baby after the first one fucked up. Oh, man. My point is that on a Hutterite level, it's important to bolster your own ranks. On an English nobility level, it's important to properly breed those ranks in the first place. On a human level, we have the genetic engineering to make semi-perfect, super strong Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods babies, and there's no fucking reason not to. And so it comes to a real moral dilemma to me as to why we haven't got our own Boba Fett, why we aren't breeding a stormtrooper army.
Well, they already can. And it's just a matter of, you know, breaking to the people little bit by little.
But, I mean, there should be a master code. We should have a best human. We should have picked out the best genetic materials, and everybody should be able to have the same baby and then give it their moral value. And then we'll contest all those babies against each other on the fields of battle in another 20 or 30 years. And then we'll see.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would. Oh, man, if you issued me one of those babies, dude, it would be straight fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi, dude. I bet you sweet.
Sword fighting and Machiavelli reading. And
you're damn right. If you issued me one of those general issue fucking Empire babies,
standard
dude.
Standard Empire baby. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's some
standard Empire.
Who's that? Not Carol.
It would pop out some Obi-Wan.
That's some Aldous Huxley shit. Some Brave New World shit right there. That's what...
Yeah, like you would be entered in a lottery. It would be like getting called for jury duty. Like, you've been selected to take care of an Empire baby.
I would feel like I've got my own baby Hercules. I would feel like it's half God, half human, and I would raise that baby to be a fucking Hercules, dude. You bet your ass.
Just a psycho.
Some straight up Superman. You're better than people. Super psycho. You're fucking should wear a cape and glasses and lie to people and not show your true identity, and then tell Lex Luthor that you're going to thwart all of his plans to help humanity. Yeah, dude,
And then take over Lex Luthor and actually fucking take his plan.
Lex Luthor is the hero in my story, dude. Like, the whole story is about Lex Luthor, with the antagonist being Superman, and that's what you don't get from... That's when you read between the fucking lines, man. Lex Luthor, in my story, dude, I've got an entire narrative.
The Prometheus story of Lex Luthor trying to empower the humanity and giving them power over fire.
You're damn right, dude. In my story, dude, Lex Luthor was in Vietnam.
Superman was like, no, you can't give that away.
Got some, like, he was in the Superman American military program, right? And so he was given some fucking Superman drugs and in some Superman program. And he became super smart. And got out of the military, became a defense contractor, got super rich, starting factories in other countries, and then all of a sudden this young punk-ass kid, alien motherfucker in a cape and tights, flying, shooting laser beams, fucking eyeballs, dude, blowing up my factories, dude. Lex Luthor's pissed about that. He runs for president. He deems Superman an outlaw of the state, dude. Lex Luthor, dude, for president.
David Rockefeller for president. Shit.
Rockefeller anybody for president.
So we'd like to thank everyone for watching, tuning in tonight.
I can't wait. I thought you were going to fucking announce.
That's hilarious, dude. I apologize for derailing that conversation.
No, because we've got minutes left. So, I mean, and summing it up, shit, none of these people are going to make any difference to being president as if a ham sandwich got elected to president.
Yeah, no difference.
So, the same controllers are going to be behind this.
Tom Wolfe is still in jail. Can we Google him?
Wasn't he a journalist?
William Wolfe.
William.
It was William Wolfe is a journalist, an internet web radio DJ out of Bozeman.
Talked about him last week, too.
Who we are going to talk about every fucking week until he's out of fucking jail.
Now we're going to ask him to interview. I'm going to try and get him.
But we need to continue to bring up that name as part of the show.
In jail.
Pretty sure. I mean, where do you get it? You'd have to call Yellowstone.
Look that information up on your own. Know that people are being imprisoned for just talking their ideas on their radio and then buying illegally modified weapons off the radio.
Or whatever.
But don't worry about that stuff. It's important that people's speech be heard and that he's on. Professor, what was that?
The website of Tom Wolfe.
Blogspot.montanarepublic.
Just search for the Montana Republic blog. You'll find him.
Real good. And so anyway, I don't necessarily agree with his views, but I agree with the standing of the show that the fucking patriots don't need to be shut up like this and thrown in prison. The guy was baited and entrapped. We've talked about this before, and we're going to keep talking about it until he gets out, because it's not fucking right. Just calling it a street sweeper, it's a fucking street sweeper. He wanted one because people need to have that shit in case zombie riots. That's what it's called on the street.
Well, we're coming to an end here. Another Intel Scanner Tuesday nights. We will be back next Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, you. We love you. Intel Scanner.